Before that conversation, I had never specifically asked the leaders I'd interviewed about innovation, but everything Kevin was saying fit with my data on work and education. I smiled and responded, "It's true, isn't it? Most people and most organizations can't stand the uncertainty and the risk of real innovation. Learning and creating are inherently vulnerable. There's never enough certainty. People want guarantees." He simply said, "Yes." Again, I'm not sure if there's a name for the problem, but something related to fear keeps people from going for it. They focus on what they already do well, and they don't put themselves out there. There was a slight pause in our conversation before he looked at me and said, "So, I understand you're a researcher. What exactly do you do?" I chuckled. "I study that something related to fear. I'm a shame and vulnerability researcher." When I got back to my hotel room, I grabbed my research journal and made notes about my conversation with Kevin. As I thought about that something related to fear, I remembered another set of notes that I had written in that same journal. I flipped back until I found the field notes that I had taken after talking to a group of middle school students about their classroom experiences. When I asked them to describe the key to learning, one girl gave the following reply while the others passionately nodded their heads and said, "Yes, that's it," and "Exactly." There are times when you can ask questions or challenge ideas, but if you've got a teacher that doesn't like that, or the kids in the class make fun of people who do that, it's bad. I think most of us learn that it's best to just keep your head down, your mouth shut, and your grades high. As I reread this passage in my notes and thought about my conversation with Kevin, I was overwhelmed. As a teacher, I felt heartbreak. We can't learn when our heads are down and our mouths are shut. As a mother of a middle school student and a kindergartner, I found it infuriating. As a researcher, it was the moment when I started to realize how often the struggles of our education system and the challenges we face in our workplaces mirror each other. I first envisioned this as two separate discussions, one for educators and one for leaders. But as I looked back on the data, I realized that teachers and school administrators are leaders. C-level executives, managers, and supervisors are teachers. No corporation or school can thrive in the absence of creativity, innovation, and learning. And the greatest threat to all three of these is disengagement. Given what I've learned from the research and what I've observed over the past couple of years as I've worked with leaders from schools and companies of all sizes and types, I believe we have to completely re-examine the idea of engagement.